his friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Marazi Sheyichyu. And Lila Nishmas, Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, and Yaakov Shlom Ben Dov Ber, and Ephraim Ben Shmuel. And it's based on the wonderful Sefer Bakei Shalom Vered Fehu and Simon Lamed Zayin. The Gemara above Mitzia and Daf Yud Amid Beis says, Mika man de Omar, is there a man de Omar that chatzer mishim shlichus is rabbi? That chatzer is mitzat shlichus? Could that be? Ve'atanya, we learned in a braisa, imi matze timatze biyado agenei v'shnayim yishalem, ein li ela biyado gaichav tzerko pipa min ayin. So it says biyado. Which means that it's in his hand. I only know that he's chayev kefil if it's in his hand. Garech tzerev karpifo. How do I know if it entered into somebody's roof or courtyard? Or a karpaf, which is a big area outside the city that's surrounded by walls that they put wood there, they store wood there. So minayin, how do we know that in such a case it's also geneva? If the behemah goes in and he locks the behemah in order to steal it. Tamalomri matze timatze mikol makom. So it says he matze timatze kefa loshen. So this double loshen of matze matze mikol makom. That even if he's going by de gagu chatzer karpifo, he's still chayev. So now the Gemara asks, Svisakadai tachatzer mishim shlichus rabbi. If you hold that chatzer is mitzat shlichus. So it turns out then that the chatzer is going to be his shliach. So it's like the chatzer is his shliach, and it's going to be shlichus ledvar avera. And we hold ain shliach ledvar avera. So how can his chatzer be his shliach? If we hold that ain't shliach l'dvar avera, here the chatzer would be a shliach, and the owner is going to be chayav because of the ma'aseh of his shliach. So it'll be that yesh shliach l'dvar avera. There is shlichus for dvar avera because the owner will be chayav for the ma'aseh of his shliach of his chatzer, and we pass in ain't shliach l'dvar avera. So that is the Gemara Maravina. Hey Chamrin, and when do we say ain't shliach l'dvar avera? Hechad shliach bar chiyuv. Only in the shliach bar chiyuv. We say in shliach dvar aver, but a chotzer, the lav bar chiyuvahu, but a chotzer who's not a bar chiyuv, no chiyuvim on a chotzer, and therefore we don't tell the chotzer, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Chotzer's not a bar chiyuv. It's memela mechayiv sholcho, memela the bala chotzer, it's chayiv. So when the shlich is not a barachiyuv, it's an exception to the rule, and therefore we say yesh shlich l'dvar avera. Elamayato. Ha'omer li'isha ve'eved. Tzu genvuli. D'lav b'nei chiyuvinini ninu. Somebody says to a married woman and to an avid kenani, go out and ginvuli to steal from me. They're not b'nei chiyuv, they don't have to pay. Like we learn in the Mishnah Bava Kama, that a married woman and avid are pater and chabola, since they don't have nechasim mishalahem, and if they're pater if they steal. So you're going to say that the mishalach is chayiv for their ma'isa, because they're not b'nei bari chiyuv, they're themselves. Answers the Gemara, Amris, Avish, B'nei Chiyuvah. No, they really are B'nei Chiyuvah. You can't compare them to a Chatz. They are B'nei Chiyuvah. But just now, Hashtem Yelas L'Shlum, and now they don't have what to pay with. Isnan, Isgar, Shaisha, Nishtach, or Eved, Chayavim L'Shalim, that if the woman gets divorced, the Eved becomes free, they're obligated to pay. So in Meila, they really are B'nei Chiyuvah. Just they don't have money to pay, but they are B'nei Chiyuvah. And in Meila, the Mishalech is not Chayav, and we go back to our rule of Ein Shlech Advar Aver. But if the Shlech is really not a Bar Chiyuv, like by his Chatzer, You say that yesh leichot varavera. Some are a different teretz. Bad chutzer. Hechi, I mean, when do we say ain't shlichot varavera? Hechi dibro avedi bo loavid. Where he has a choice. Im yotze ashlech yaset ashlichot v'im yotze lo yasen. He can choose. But a chutzer the bal korcha moisiv ba mechayv shalcha. But the chutzer doesn't have free choice. So the shalech the bal chutzer is chayiv. Frek the Gemara, may be Nayu. What's even seen these two terutzim? He could be Nayu. Kohen Darmali Israel, Tevakadosh Lisha Grusha. A Kohen says to a Jewish person who's not a Kohen, a regular Israel, go out and be Makadosh Li, marry on my behalf a divorced woman. The Averot for the Mishaleach, because a Grusha is a Surah Kohen. And the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuv. Because the Grusha is Muteris Yisrael. Inami, or in a case, Ishtar Melele Ishak Fili Kutten, when a man says to a woman, be Mekif a Kutten, shave off his sideburns, it's an Avera for the Mishaleach, because a man's not allowed to do it, but a woman is not a Bas Chiyuv in this. So a woman's not Muteris Ala Kafas HaRosh. So the Hachle Shadamar Kobe Echad Iboy Avid Iboy Lo Avid Lo Mechayev Shelcho. So, according to that Lashon, that says that it depends whether he has free choice or not. Hachanan b'avid ebel ovid. Here he had the free choice. And therefore, lo mechayev shulchan. The mishaleach is going to be chayev. The shliach is going to be chayev. But according to the Lashon, that says, kol heichad el shliach lav bar chayuv mechayev shulcho. Hachinamikim lav min chayuv aninu mechayev shulchan. But according to the one who holds that it's talif whether or not they're b'nei chayuv, here also, since the shliach is not a bar chiyuv, so then the mishaleach is going to be chayuv. Ad kan sigis hagemara. Says Tosfos, in dibra maschil de amar, v'im toimar, mainaf gemina bein laman damri ba'avid, or bein laman dar shliach bar chiyuv alo laki ala kedushin. What nafkamina ladina is there between the one who holds that yesh shliach ledvar avera, in this case where the Kohen sent a shliach to be mekadesh for him a grusha, and those who argue belav hachi, no matter what, even if the maisa avera is mityaches to the Kohen, HaMishaleach, he's not going to get Malkus. According to Rav, who holds that Kohen Shenasa Grusha is Chayev only if he had beer with her, and out of the Etzim Kedushin. So Shufpam, what's the Nafkamina between the two? We said it's a Nafkamina, how you're learning when there's Shliach Ledvar Avera, when a Kohen says, marry me a Grusha, that if you hold that it's up to the person's free choice, so then we would say that ain't shliach ledvar avera. And if you say it depends on whether or not the person's a bar chiyuva, then we say yesh shliach ledvar avera. Because here the person's not a bar chiyuv. So therefore the avera is mityaches to the mishalech, but what's the nafkamina? Anyway, there's going to be no malchus. Why are there going to be no malchus? According to Rava, who says in Asariya, said Kidesh ain't loke, ba loke, only for Bila. So when Afkamina is there in the Kedushin and for Taisviz, Vyesh Loimar, the Chiboa la Chakach loke afala Kedushin. So what Rava means is, that if the Kohen doesn't have beer with her, there's no Malkus. But Rav is Moda, that after he's boil her, he gets Malkus on the Kedushin also. So it emerges then that if Yesh Shliach Ledvar Avera, then there is going to be Malkus on the Kedushin. Inami Nachat Eretz Ishlomar Dafla Rava Nafkamina Di Eshlichus Cholin HaKedushin V'Ein Shlichus Ein Cholin HaKedushin. B'Shlichus Ladvar Avera, the whole Shlichus is Batla. The whole Shlichus is cancelled. And therefore, even if the Mekadesh is going to be Loke, there's a Nafkamina if the Shlichus are not for the Etzem Chalos HaKedushin. Since they're done by Avera, if Yesh Shliach Ledvar Avera, then the Kiddushin are Chal. But if Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, then the whole Shlichus is Batal, and then I'm married. That's an Afkamina. Mavur b'divrei Tosfos, that according to the first teretz, the kedushin is always chal. Even if we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, the kedushin is chal according to the second teretz. We say that there's an afkamin if ein shliach l'dvar aveira, it's not chal. If yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, then in the Kiddushin Archal. But according to the first Teretz, the Kiddushin Archal, even if he's a Shliach Hadvar Avera, and we hold ain't Shliach Hadvar Avera, the Kiddushin is Chal no matter what. The Kiddushin takes effect no matter what according to the first Teretz. Therefore, Tosfos says that if there was no Malkus on the Kiddushin ever, and there's no nafkamina whether there's a shliach l'dvar avera b'kedushei grusha l'kohen olo. Whereas the second teretz holds that if we hold ein shliach l'dvar avera lo cholin hakedushin klal, there's no kedushin, and therefore there's a big nafkamina if in such a case yesh shliach dvar aveira, ain't shliach dvar aveira. If we hold that since the gavra is not a bar chiyuva, yesh shliach dvar aveira, so if yesh shliach dvar aveira, then the kedushin are chal. And if the din of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is talui in whether or not he has free choice, here he has free choice. Ibay Avid, Ibay Lo Avid. And Memela Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera and the Kedushin aren't Chal. And that's Pashit in Tosfos. Now the Shara Melech in Me'ila Perek Zayin asks that Lechora, it emerges from Tosfos that the Isser, one is already over, B'Kiddushin. Otherwise, how is there going to be Malkus afterwards when he has Be'ila? Lechora, this is a tzarechin from a mefur shesugi and perek mashuach melchama and sotim emdalad amad aleph. There we see she'en chozer me'orche ha'melchama koin shekidesh grusha. When a coin is mekadesh a grusha, he doesn't return from the battlefield. That's not considered a sin. Therefore he doesn't return from the battlefield. Only for sins one returns, but this is not considered a sin. And this is shver on Tosfos. Tosfos says that Kishabal, he's loka afal kedushin. It must be that there's an Avera Meikara. That when he did the Kiddushin, he was already over an Avera. And therefore, when he does the Be'ila, he gets Malkus for both. So we have Lechora Stira between our Tosis and the Sugya and Sota. Sota says it's not an Avera, Kohen Shekidesh Grusha. And therefore, in Chosem Erochayam Melchama. But according to Tosfos, Kshaba Loka Alafalek Kedushin, it must be that there is an Avera Meikara. Lechor Nira Lomar, Tosfos holds. That since the Yisod Din of Rava is since Tichsiv lo yikach v'lo yichalel, matam lo yikach, mishum lo yichalel. Where does Rav's din come from? Rav's din comes from the fact that it says you shouldn't take, and you shouldn't be mechalel. By taking a grusha, he's mechalel. But why shouldn't he take in order not to be mechalel? In order not to be profaned. And the gather is that since the Torah assured this taking that brings to chilul, when is there chilul? When there's bia. Therefore, it emerges that after a Kohen takes a grusha, his Isser is totally viomed. If he's Boel, then it was inspired Meikara, that these were the Kuchim that brought the Chilul, and he's over and he gets Malkus. And if he's not Boel, then it's not the Kuchim Amavin Lidei Chilul, and he's not over and he doesn't get Malkus. And it emerges that as long as he hasn't been Boel, he's not over an Isser, because these Lekuchim are not Yekuchim that brings to Chilul. And therefore, he's not Ochus Chosem Yerochayim Luchama, like we see in Sota. Because he hasn't been Boel. So yes, there's an Avera Meikara, but the Avera Meikara is only after the Bia. So that's Mefurish in the Gemara, that Rebbe holds that the reason you're not allowed to take is in order not to be Mechalel. So when is one Chaya for the taking? When one is Mechalel. So it's very simple. When Tosfos says that one is already over B'Shas HaKedushin, that's only when there's B afterwards. And the reason he's Chosem Yorcher HaMulchama, if he takes a Grusha, it's because he hasn't yet been Boel. And since he hasn't yet been Boel, Memela, he hasn't done the Avera, because the Avera is Tolu V'Omed, or Tluya V'Omedes, in the Bia. As long as there's no Bia, there's no Avera. Once there's a Bia, then there's also Avera for the Kedushin. And Memela, he's going to get Malkus for the Kedushin as well. According to the Tzad, that it depends, Iboy Avid, Iboy Lo Avid. But now we have to explain the gather of Ein Shlich HaDvar Aveir according to this. Because Chora, the two Terutzim of Tosfos, are arguing about the gather of Ein Shlich HaDvar Aveir. The first Terutz holds that even when there is a Shlich HaDvar Aveir, and it's not effective because we hold Ein Shlich HaDvar Aveira, nevertheless the Kedushin is Chal. Just the Avera doesn't relate to the Mishaleach. If we hold that Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, the Avera doesn't relate to the Mishaleach, and he doesn't get punished for it, the Shaliach gets the Avera. If so, it's not Shaykh to say that he holds that the Geder of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera is since Dibre Rabba Dibre Atama Dibre Mishomin, that the reason Ein Shlich Dvar Avera is because who should you listen to, a person or Hashem? Of course Hashem. Because if we say that this Svar is the Geder of the Din of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, so this Svar relates to the Ikar Minu HaShlichus, to the very appointment, that the Shliach wasn't miskaven to appoint him. Because Divrei Rabba, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomim. Or that he shouldn't have listened to the Tzivui. Because Divrei Rabba, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomim. If he does listen, he's doing Midaito. And now Midas the Mishaleach. And if so, it's not shaykh to say that the shlichus should be miskayemes, that the shlichus should be valid. Just the avera doesn't go back to the mishaleach, because man of shach. If he's considered his shliach, so why shouldn't the avera relate back to the mishaleach? And if he's not his shliach, then he's not a shliach at all. And how is the Kedushin Chal? So how can you say that the shliach gets the Avera if he's considered his shliach? Then the Mishaleach should get the Avera. If he's not considered his shliach, then the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal. So we have to say, according to this Teretz, that this Teretz holds that Lamaskana, the Geder Adin of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera is not because of the Svar of Divrei Rabba Divrei HaTalmud. It's Gzeiras HaKosev that we learn from Shchutei Chutz, or because Me'ilan Shlichus Yad or Beis Ksuv Ma'boim Ke'echad Ve'ein Melamdim, like we see in Tosis in Arsugya and Dibur Maschilein. So we have other sources for Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. And therefore we can say that the gather of the Gzeres HaKosev is that the Shlichus is not effective in the Avera, in other words, to be Miyachetz the Avera, to relate the Avera of the Shliach to the Mishaleach. But the Ikar Shlichus is still in place. The Ikar Shlichus is in place, and therefore the Kedushin Archal. Even if there's an Avera. But Ein Shlich Dvar Avera means that the Avera of the Shaliach does not relate back to the Mishaleach. But the second Teretz holds that if there is a Shliach Dvar Avera, then the Kedushin is not Chal at all. Chora, this Teretz holds that Be'emes, the Geder of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera is because of the Svar of Divrei Rabba, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomin. And therefore, either the Mishaleach didn't intend to appoint him, or when he shouldn't have listened, and when he listens, he's not listening to the Mishaleach. So Meil, the whole Shlichus is off. So where he's considered a Shlich Dvar Avera, there's no Shlichus. And Meil, there's no Kedushin. Okay, so B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue B'li Neder with this line of thought in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.